May God illumine the eyes of our heart and sharpen our ears of understanding as we listen and respond to his kingdom word today. Amen. Please sit down. I was born in a year of great change. I was born in 1948, the year of the birth of the NHS. A social conscience was awakened and given expression after six wearying years of war. Weary citizens were dissatisfied not only with war and what had brought them to that point, but the way of life. The way of life and the way the country had been run before then. The yearning for freedom from bitter battle was expressed in reaching out to others, bringing healing, housing and work for all. Slums began to be cleared out. Destroyed cities rebuilt. The soon-to-be-staged Festival of Britain was a sign of resurgent hope. But Coventry Cathedral remained a ruin as a memorial to the folly of war, to the destructiveness of man, and it is usually men, when we turn from the ways of the Prince of Peace. St. Luke's Gospel puts Jesus centre stage, verses 9 to 12, in this apocalyptic end time passage. All that we hold dear in civilization, our temples and cathedrals, were in the wars of the last 200 centuries, torn down like the seemingly mutable, indestructible 1,000-year-old temple in Jerusalem that was torn down in AD 70. Our planet has suffered famines and plagues and earthquakes and wars even as we do in this present time. War destroys what man has built. Much, much worse is the destruction of sacred lives. But above all, God is concerned with saving our souls to live in eternity with him. By your endurance you will gain your souls, is Jesus' final words of encouragement in the passage we heard from Luke this morning. Luke goes on to write that Jesus warns us to be on our guard against dissipation and the worries of this life, that we may have the strength to escape the evil influences that surround us, that we may be able to stand blameless before the Son of Man, as he writes a few verses later. To look one day in the face of God, so to speak, and to be able to say, I have truly sought you. I long to know you more fully. What stands out in the record of people? What stands out in the records of people who pass through, who endure these human catastrophes of war and earthquake, are the deeds and words of individual men and women, unrecorded heroes of the moment. A couple of examples. I thought it's better to do humanitarian work than to be armed. Better to rescue a soul than to take one. So said one of the White Helmets, one of the 3,000-strong Syrian volunteer force whose members risked their lives to save their fellow countrymen and women in one of the most dangerous war zones of the world. We saw recently on television a very moving moment when one Khalid Omar Harar, who in a previous life was a painter and decorator, pulled a small baby out from the rubble of a bombed building. And we saw how much he cared. He rose out of the rubble, his healing arms like wings, wrapping that baby in love. Khalid, sadly, was killed only recently in further fighting in the city of Aleppo. A second example, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, well-known name, was a German Lutheran pastor, theologian, anti-Nazi dissident. Apart from his theological writings, Bonhoeffer was known for his staunch resistance to the Nazi dictatorship, including very vocal opposition to Hitler's euthanasia program and genocidal persecution of Jews. It cost him his life. Bonhoeffer was led away just as he concluded his final Sunday service and asked to be remembered to his friend Bishop George Bell of Chichester with a message of, "This is an end, but for me, it is the beginning of life." What a witness. From Bonhoeffer to the white helmets in Syria to the brave soldier who keeps his warrior instinct under control, reining in his bloodlust and remembering his compassion at important moments in the battle, to the stretcher bearer who carries out wounded under heavy fire, we can see that war, even war, creates opportunity to testify, as we were encouraged in verse 13, with words and actions that will inspire our faith at the moment of need for action, thus revealing a wisdom that opponents will not be able to withstand. Verse 13. But not all wars involve bombs and bullets, do they? Moral battles take place in the workplace, in the debating chambers of governments, in the world, within the family. The battle to remain true to our calling in Christ, to witness to his kingdom love, our paramount loyalties to the value of his kingdom, will call us unexpectedly, catch us out when we least expect it. 2,000 years after Jesus spoke words of end times, we seem to be no nearer to his second coming. His word is yet to reach the ends of the earth, hidden corners of our planet, great plains even, have yet to hear and respond to his word, his message for all the world. So we have more to do, much more, each day of our lives to add to the kingdom and so resist the path of evil, resist the descent into a primal clash, but seek the way of peace. Malachi's words of encouragement to a disheartened people of his day, when they wondered, "Where is our God? Where were the signs of his love and his justice?" In a world today which has suffered wars and persecution for millennia, the concerns of Malachi's people are our concerns too. Malachi challenges us to see, in a few verses before we got this reading, that it is God's people, we, God's people, who have been faithless, not God. Faithless in the ways we have not lived according to God's commands. Malachi reassures his people, though, that God will not leave them to struggle alone in this world, on our own. "See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of a covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." Chapter 3. And again, "See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, where the arrogant and evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. But those who follow in the way of God will know his healing, loving presence, as the herald angels sing, 'Hail the Son of Righteousness, risen with healing in his wings.' A Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ himself, comes into our hearts each time we acknowledge him as our Lord and seek his way tirelessly, fearlessly, releasing his way of peace into the world. The Lord comes afresh into our hearts, not only in the Eucharist, but when we work, for example, for the health and benefit of others, when we help refugees. I recall the Holy Family themselves were refugees when they fled into Egypt at a time of persecution. When we give of our time and talents for the good of the whole world, then we burn up evildoers like stubble, said Malachi. We leave evildoers no soil in which to flourish when we cover the ground in a mulch of lush flowering good deeds for the glory of God. And so, bring God's healing love to a broken world. I've been much inspired by an article in my Reader magazine entitled "A Change of Perspective: which details the experiences of students, working people and retired people working in places far afield in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines and Northumberland. We never know where God is going to call us until we open our eyes and ears to opportunities. And this campaign by USPG, Journey With Us, is something that inspired me, at least, to look closer, to see what I could do. We are reminded that we cannot seek the way of peace alone. Paul recognises the struggle and offers the Thessalonians and us words of, yes, encouragement, but they also admonitions not to be idle. I found that word a slap in the face, that I could be considered idle in my faith. Not to be weary in doing what is right. So how have we been tested in our lives today? How have we responded to be signs of the kingdom, signs of hope? And I wondered what modern festival of Britain could give expression to new signs of resurgent hope. Paul tells us we are to strive during our allotted time on earth. When the stones of our lives, like the temple that we so precariously but lovingly constructed, are thrown down, what will it reveal at the core of our being? What will it reveal? We join Paul in praying for strength to be willing workers for the kingdom, for our Lord, that by our endurance we will gain our souls when God calls us at the end of our time on this good earth. Amen.